Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Monday, August 30th. After a quiet kind of mixed overnight session, heavy selling came into the expiring September contracts in corn and especially in the beans, and that weighed on all the new crop markets there, spilling over additionally into wheat. So we had December corn finish the day down 11 cents at 542 and three quarters. That was about 15 cents off the highs, about a nickel off the lows. September corn finished down 17 and three quarter cents, 540 and a quarter, about 8.5 cents off earlier lows, and about 20 cents off earlier highs. So some heavy selling coming into that September market. Crop progress in the corn put it at 60% good to excellent. That's unchanged from last week. Export inspections came in weaker than last week, 562,000 metric tons versus 745 a week ago. Taking a look at beans, November finished down 20 cents at 13.03 and a quarter. That was 33 off the highs. September finished down 54 and a half cents, 13.04 and three quarters. Was down over 60 cents at one point during the day. Some heavy liquidation there. That spread in the September-November beans was up about 30 cents on Friday and lost all of that today back to about even money there. We had crop progress in the beans, put that at 56% good to excellent. That was unchanged from last week. USDA did announce a flash sale of 256,000 tons of beans to China this morning, obviously in light of that heavy liquidation selling that didn't have much effect on supporting the beans. In the wheat, after finishing overnight 6 to 8 higher, we finished in Chicago down 9 cents at 723 and a half, 20 off the highs. Kansas City finished down 11 and a half at 712 and a half. That was 23 cents off the high. Stats Canada did release their all wheat production this morning. Came in at 22.9 million tons. That's down about 35% from last year's 35.2 million tons. Also, you had continuing strength in Russian grain prices, Russian wheat prices rather, supporting wheat, but with that heavy selling in beans and corn, and wheat was unable to hang on there and took a beating as well. Export inspections in the wheat, 316,000 tons versus 729,000 last week. Export inspections in the beans, 377,000 versus 240,000 last week. A big story over the weekend, obviously, was Hurricane Ida moving into New Orleans and then inland. And I think the big question is, and the market certainly had a difficult time figuring that out in the corn and beans, first higher then lower, trying to determine what sort of damage might be done to the crops down in the Delta and those Mid-South states, that versus what sort of problems they might have with delivering and shipping, backing up any of those supplies. And so the markets at this point obviously took a weaker tone. We will have to see how things play out as they assess the damage and start moving on from this event. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.